everybody, and welcome back to another bonus episode. I'm your host, Charles Max Wood, and I want to talk about a call that I had last week, actually. I was talking to a guy named Nathan. It was interesting because we jumped on the call. He's a new listener to the podcast. And it was interesting because we were talking essentially about just getting hired. And he mentioned that he wanted to get hired at a FANG company, I think was the term that he used, which was like Facebook, Amazon, or Apple, Netflix, and Google, I think are the FANG companies, if I remember right. And it was interesting, right, diving into that and just kind of getting a feel for where he was at and how he planned to get hired at these companies. And he was kind of trying to bone up on, just the skills that he needed in order to get through the interviews. And it was funny because as we got talking, you know, he was talking about going through these courses and learning these skills. And as we discussed it, I was like, look, people don't just hire on skills. Sorry to break it to you, but that's just not exactly how it works. You know, we kind of dove into it. I've written a book on the topic, but that's a little bit beside the point in the sense that it goes beyond just skills. People hire people on skills, on relationships, and on reputation are kind of the big things. And I'll talk a little bit about that because I really want to drive this home because it's so important. People hire people based on who they know. And it's not so much like when you show up for the interview, it's like, who do you know? Generally, when you show up for the interview, it's you have a much better chance of getting hired if you're referred in, right? In other words, if you show up because somebody they know told them to interview you, you have a much, much, much higher chance of getting interviewed, right? So you walk in the door, somebody they respect, somebody that they trust has said, this person is a terrific opportunity for you to hire the person that you need, right? That will sound a ton of alarm bells for them going, hey, I really have to take this person seriously. The relationships are huge, right? And so if you can build relationships with people in a company this big, and then the reputation is essentially if they already have a preformed idea of who you are based on any kind of research that they have, right? And so if they already know who you are because you have stuff out in the community, because you've spoken at conferences, because there's something that they can go out and consume in the community, because they've already heard of you outside of what their friend told them, right? Makes a major, major, major difference, right? And then if you can come in and you have the skills and knowledge in order to get through the interview, right? So usually there's some kind of technical process for getting hired. That's what's going to make the difference in getting you in the door, getting you through the interview so that you can get hired, right? So if you want that job, then that's what's going to get you there. Incidentally, all of the other things that you want from your career, all three of these things help you there too, right? If you want to sell courses, having somebody say, hey, have you checked out so-and-so's course, right? Makes a big difference. If you have a reputation in the community because you've been showing up on podcasts, because you've been showing up on YouTube videos, because you've been speaking at conferences, same deal, right? If you want to speak at the conferences, right? If you have a reputation in the community and they already know who you are, right? That helps. If you know the conference organizers, that helps, right? If you have the skills, if they know you have the skills, right? That helps. So it's all down to the same thing, right? Everything you want from your career, the next thing that you want in your career, it's all predicated on this same stuff. It's what you know, it's who you know, and it's how they know you, okay? So it's skills, it's reputation, and it's relationships. So let's talk about this, right? Let's talk about how you build these things, okay? Let's talk about skills. I think skills is kind of the biggest, most obvious thing out there, right? It's the one that we talk about the most. It's kind of the biggest, most obvious thing that everybody just kind of intuitively gets, right? You can either do the thing or you can't, right? That's skills, right? Some of the skills are going to be soft skills. Some of the skills are going to be kind of the hard technical skills. The hard technical skills are, hey, I can figure out how to build a component in React, right? I can figure out how to wire in this view in iOS, right? I can hook up this stuff from the database to the front end in Ruby on Rails, right? I can build an application in .NET, right? Skills, right? Technical skills, real easy. Some of the other skills are going to be, I can work well on the team, agile development. You know, I can recognize problems, people problems, other problems, technical problems within the team or within the technology, right? I can easily diagnose and debug problems within the application. I can recognize issues within the caching system. I can set up DevOps systems. I can handle Docker, right? All of these things are skills, right? And different companies are going to value different skills. Some of the skills are going to be interpersonal skills, and don't discount those because those are important skills too, right? If you have good interpersonal skills, then you can actually 2x or 3x your contribution to the team by helping other people contribute well as well, right? And so somebody may be a 1x developer, and you may be a 2x developer with interpersonal skills that may bring them along to a 2x or 3x as well. So you having you on the team, yeah, you're a 2x developer, but because you have the skills to contribute at a 2x and get somebody else to contribute at a 2x, having you on the team makes you a 4x, right? And there are lots of ways to measure this. We've talked about this a whole bunch. I'm not going to dive into how that's measured because it's complicated. But at the end of the day, right, that's what they're looking for, is they're looking for somebody who they can bring onto the team. They pay you a salary and they get more than they are paying for out of the bargain, right? That's how they make a profit. So that's skills, right? And different companies are going to value different skills in different ways. They're going to measure different things in different ways. But at the end of the day, if they're paying you and they're making more on the other end, then it's worth it to them, right? And that's really in a nutshell how businesses work, okay? So there's the skills, right? But the problem is that if they bring you in for a half hour interview and they scan through your resume before they do it, there's just no way to know, right? There's no way to really validate your skills. I mean, even if they spend 2 or 3 hours or days even going through you with you, what your skills are, they just don't know until they bring you in and they sit you down and they have you work with them for a few weeks and they figure out, okay, this is how you fit in with our team. And these are the pros and these are the cons, right? And hopefully the pros outweigh the cons so they keep you around, okay? There's just no way to know. So there are some other things that they can use to kind of sit or stand in for that stuff, right? And that's where the relationships and the reputation come in. And if you don't have those things, then there really aren't a lot of good proxies other than, hey, we're going to try you out for a month and hope it works, right? And so then they do what they do with everybody else. And that's the standard hiring process where, yeah, they look at the resume. They bring you in for an interview. They hope they ask the right questions. They hope they get a good feel for you. They hope they get a good read on you. They give you a job offer. And then they bring you in and they hope that they don't have to let you go. And most of the time it works out. Generally, I see most companies when they hire people, it works out. So it's good, right? But the flip side is that, did they pass on somebody better? Is there another opportunity that they could have grabbed that they should have, that they didn't? And there's just not a good way to know that. But there are other proxies for that. And one of those things is the relationship, right? So if I've got an A++ player, right? If I've got this linchpin person on my team, you know, I've got a Michael Jordan on my team, let's say, right? Michael Jordan of code. Yeah, I'm old, okay? And I've got him and he's a great all around player and he can do some really, really great stuff. I'm going to go out there and I'm gonna look for Scottie Pippen, right? I'm going to go look for the next guy who can come in and help round him out and help, you know, move the ball and help really get things going because together they can do way more than they can do separately. And if I've got a Michael Jordan who knows a Scottie Pippen, right? He's worked with Scottie Pippen on the other team. I'm really dating myself. And you folks may not even be basketball fans. But let's just go with this for a minute, right? So in the 1990s, Chicago Bulls, they recruited Michael Jordan, who was a terrific basketball player just on his own. But they weren't winning championships, right? The Detroit Pistons were still stomping their stuff all over the place. And what they figured out is they could just basically double or triple team Jordan and they could still win games, right? They'd still beat the Bulls. And so they recruited Pippen. I think Pippen was a rookie too. And they got Phil Jackson as the coach, right? And anyway, so Pippen and Jordan could move the ball around and allow Jordan to kind of flesh out his all-around skills. And, you know, they could start winning games, and then they could bring in some of these other players that could move the ball around some more and open up opportunities for Jordan. And Jordan could open up opportunities for them. In other words, all of their stats were tremendous, right? They beat the Jazz, which is sad, in 98. Anyway, so you get the idea, right? So if they know that they've got some A player, or, you know, some B player that they can bring in and play as an A player, then that makes a big difference, right? Because then I have a whole lot less risk, right? I know I can bring somebody in and I'm going to have a championship team. Or I can start bringing two or three people in and have a championship team. And I don't have to go mess around with all these resumes and stuff and hope and pray that I got the right person, right? And so by having those relationships with people, right? By talking to people, by building relationships with people, by helping them understand that I am the Scottie Pippen to their Michael Jordan, or I'm the Michael Jordan to their Scottie Pippen, and having them refer me into the companies that they're working at, all of a sudden I have a way better chance of getting that job, or I have a way better chance of getting referred in to do the trainings of their company, or I have a way better chance of getting referred in to make a difference when, you know, doing my thing, right? Being an agile coach where they work, or being the speaker, you know, hey, we're trying to get somebody to come in and speak at the conference about such and such a thing. Well, I know your guy, right? He tells great stories. He, you know, he gets the audience excited. He does these things, right? Because I've talked to him and I've talked to him about my process, and they know what I offer, right? And so having those relationships makes a big difference. And so I can build those relationships, and I have tools for all these things, and I have a process for this, right? And so I need to go out and do that. I need to build those relationships, and there are ways to do that. And then having that reputation, right, by being the guy that does that, right? And so I've got those talks out there, right, if I want to be a speaker. Yeah, I've got the open source work out there. I've got the projects on GitHub. I've got all of those things that come together that make that difference, right, that demonstrate to people, oh, Chuck's the build this up guy. Chuck's the solve this problem guy. Chuck's the, you know, build the boat, you know, from scratch in Ruby on Rails guy. Chuck's the, you know, build components in this way guy. Chuck's the, you know, the Scottie Pippen to the Michael Jordan guy, you know. Then I have the reputation for solving those particular problems, for being in there in that place. And by doing that, right, that's where that comes in. And so you want all those things. Now, how do you do that, right? How do you build those skills? How do you build your reputation? How do you build relationships, all that stuff? Well, the way that I've done that, the way that I've built that up is through podcasting, right? So if I want to build a relationship with somebody, I just send them an email and invite them on the show, right? Hey, Joe, you want to come on the show? Guess how many times I get told no? Not very often. It happens, right? Some people, you know, they don't like me for whatever reason, and they tell me no, right? Some people, they're busy, you know. People have kids, people have lives, people are in different time zones, and the time that we record the show doesn't work for them. I tend to like to work with people, but some people are just, you know, hey, that time doesn't work for me, and, you know, we just can't seem to get our schedules to align for whatever reason, and so it doesn't happen. But for the most part, yeah, you know, we just reach out, hey, you want to come on the show? Yeah, sure, right? And what's funny is we don't just get on and, you know, 2 seconds later, it's, hey, welcome to the show. And we just start the show. No, I get a chat with them before the show. I get a chat with them after the show. I can email them and we can jump on a Zoom call whenever we want, right? Afterward, and chat about how things are going and what other opportunities there are. I mean, it opens the door wide, wide open, right? And they feel like they have some kind of relationship with me afterward. And usually they feel like they owe me something. Now, I don't feel like they owe me something. They came on the show. I appreciate them coming and sharing their expertise. But usually there's some kind of back and forth that they feel like they owe me, right? And so they're willing to jump on another call with me. And we have that kind of a good relationship. And so, you know, if I need something from them or they need something from me, you know, we feel like there's this give and take that we have. And it works out. It's really great, right? And so I build these relationships. And so then if I'm looking for a job or looking for a contract or anything like that, I can email them and go, hey, guys, you know, You know, things are tough. I'm looking for a contract. And a lot of times they'll help me find something. Or, hey, I'm trying to reach out to so-and-so and it looks like you know them, right? Can you put me in touch with them? Oh, sure, sure, you know. And that works out right for me. But yeah, if I ever needed a job and I was looking for a job, a lot of times they're totally willing to go to bat for me. The other thing is, or if they know a conference organizer or somebody like that, they're willing to go to bat for me. I found sponsors that way, incidentally, right? Where it's, hey, I'm trying to get in with this company and talk to their chief marketing person. Oh, well, I don't know their chief marketing person, but I know their CEO. It turns out the CEO is the person that's been handling that stuff. Okay, great. You know, so that works out, right? And so I get to the right person and I'm able to make those kinds of connections. Now, as far as the reputation goes, well, all I have to do is be on the call when we talk about the thing. And just to make this point, I wasn't even on the call and I got a reputation for this. So way back in the day, there was a series called Teach Me to Code. And it was started by Eric Berry. You might know him from Code Fund. Code Sponsor was what it was originally called. He started Teach Me to Code. I didn't. Now, I ran, I did the videos on it for like 2 or 3 years. He did it for the first couple of years, and then he handed it off to me, and I took it from there. But I was doing Teach Me to Code. I put my banner at the top of the page and said, hey, I'm looking for contracts, call me, and put my phone number on there. I'd do it different now, but that's what I did, and it worked. It actually worked, right? People would call me up and say, hey, I need this application built, Ruby on Rails, blah, 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 and they'd call me up, right? Well, people, it turned out, wanted Twitter clones built, and it just so happened that Eric said Eric had built a Twitter clone in Ruby on Rails, and it was awesome. It was a 6-video series, very, very popular. And Eric and I don't sound alike. We don't really look alike. We both live in Utah. He's a cool guy. I'm a less cool guy. But he put this video out, right? 6 videos, how to build a Twitter clone. I would get called up. Hey, Chuck, I love your videos on how to build a Twitter clone. And I would answer in my not Eric voice, oh, great, Eric made those. Well, we'd like to hire you to build us something very similar. Okay. And I'd go to lunch with him. Oh, you like Eric's videos on how to build a Twitter clone? Oh, yeah, we like those. We want you to build one. Okay. And I'd get work off him. And I'd get credit for him. And I'd remind him that Eric made the videos, right? And they didn't care, right? I'd get credit for it. They didn't want to hear that Eric made the videos, but I wanted to make sure that he got credit for it, right? And it didn't matter. I was the guy that was there. I was the guy in the seat. I was the guy running the website. And so I was the guy that made the videos, even though I told him that I wasn't, right? Even though Eric's name was on the videos, it was on the website. It was, you know, it was on the show notes. And, you know, but I got credit for it. And so if I interview somebody about some aspect of machine learning, which I'm not an expert in, but I do the show every week, even though I'm on the show when we talk about some aspect of Elixir, which I am not an expert in, you know, I get marked as an expert in Elixir on LinkedIn, right? And it's because I show up, right? And so I get reputation just by having the conversations with these people, right? And that doesn't mean necessarily that I'm going to show up and I can BS my way through a job interview. But what it does mean is that I get a lot of credit just for being there, right? And so just by having the podcast, just by virtue of being part of the conversation, I get a lot of reputation and a lot of credit for it. And so if you're looking to build a reputation, even if you're new, and if you're looking to build those relationships, then you really can't go wrong by building a podcast. And if you do it for years and years and years and years, nobody's going to question your authority. Nobody's going to question whether or not you know your stuff on this stuff, right? They are going to take your authority for granted. You can build relationships with all these people, and then you can go, and when you really need them, if you've maintained those relationships, right? It's not automatic. You don't just get to go and say, hey, I haven't talked to you for 8 years, and now I really need your help. Some people will probably still help you out, right? But you know, treat people like human beings, right? Reach out to them periodically, help them out when you can, blah, 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 right? But at the end of the day, you know, do right by them. Be a real human, you know, stay in touch, help them when you can. And then at the end of the day, you've got these relationships you can call upon when you need them. You've got relationships where you can help them when they need them. You've got a reputation that you can call upon. And you can explore the areas that you wind up talking about and build skills in the areas that you need to. And if you want that job, you can go on Glassdoor and see what interview questions are being asked. And then you can go get that job at a FANG company or go find out what the community wants you to talk about at the conference or whatever. And you can parlay your podcasting into those opportunities. Now, if you want that opportunity, right? If you want to create that podcast that's going to help you build that authority, right? Build that, my friend Joe calls it dev cred, right? Which is credit that you can cash in or credibility, depending on which way you look at it, dev cred. If you want to go build that dev cred, go to devinfluencers.com/apply. Just put your email address and your name in, and you'll start getting some emails from me. It'll also take you to the application where you can just give me a bit of information, and that way we can get something scheduled so that I can talk to you. We'll do a strategic call. It's an hour long. It's free, and we'll just talk through what makes sense for you, right? Make sure that you're a good fit. I've been coaching. I have seven clients right now that I'm coaching through starting their podcast. Two of them have content going out right now. We're working on growing their audiences so that they can get this stuff going. But one of them is already making serious inroads in the Quasar and Vue community. The other guy is starting to make some serious headway in the Flutter community. And the rest of them are well on their way to figuring out where they're going to make their impact. And I'm looking forward to them launching their show soon. So, you know, there's a lot going on. In fact, one of them, he put like two episodes out and got a job offer like right off the bat. So this stuff works. It's amazing. And I really can't wait to see where you're going to make your impact as well. Yeah, let's jump in. Let's knock this stuff out of the park and let's start building your dev cred. So once again, that's devinfluencers.com/apply. And until we jump on that strategic call, max out.